Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachos Daf Tzadi. Get up on the top of the page by the Mishnah. Kol midos sheba mikdash hayu nigdashos. All the measures in them, all the dry measures, they were heaped. In other words, they came over the top. Chutz mishal kol going, except for the kol going gadol, except for the kohen gadol, it wasn't heaped. Shaya gud shel tocha. It was a little bit deeper than normal, so it didn't have to like heap over the top. Midos halach, but the ones that are lach, that are liquid. Be'er Tzeim Kodesh, the overbrim, the stuff that goes over, is Kodesh. Midas Yavash, the dry ones, Be'er Tzeim Chol, they are not Kodesh. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Midas Halach Kodesh, the liquid ones are Kodesh. The Fichu Be'er Tzeim Kodesh, therefore, they're the things that go over the top is going to be Kodesh. Midas Yavash Chol, but the dry ones are going to be Chol, and therefore the Fichu Be'er Tzeim Chol, their overbrim stuff is also going to be Chol. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Mishum Zeh, it's not because of that, the overbrim of a dry measure is not kadosh, elosha lach nekar. Rather, it's because the liquid becomes nekar, comes displaced. That means like when you have liquid in something, you pour more liquid in, and the other liquid comes and pops up to the top over there. Right? Yavish, you nekar, but the yavish, that doesn't happen. Therefore, the yavish stuff is not going to be take on that level. Says the Gemara, Mani, who is our Mishnah? Your Mayor, says your Mayor, Chad Gadushava. There's only one heaped measure. Irabanan chada umachlo kava. They said there's only one type of kli altogether, and it was a leveled type of measure. That's there's only one type of kli, and it was a leveled one. Rabbi really it's Rabbi Meir. Umai kol midos. What does it mean when it says that all measures in the base of Mikdash were heaped? It means kol midos, all the measurements. But the kelim itself is only one of them. Okay, midos halach beirutzeim kodesh. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah, midos halach beirutzeim kodesh. The liquid ones, the stuff that goes over, is going to be kadosh. But the dry ones, the over stuff is not going to be kadosh. The Mishnah then said, you know, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi. Now, Micah Mifti, what exactly is their machlokas? Tanakama savar, midos halach nimshecha bein mibifnim bibichutz. That the liquid measure was anointed. It was a moshuch, both on the inside and the outside, and therefore the overstuff is therefore going to be kaddish. When the shavish dimishchav b'mifnim, v'lo nishchav b'mifnim, on the outside, the outside is not going to be kaddish. Rabbi Kiva salar, midas salach nimshecha bein mibifnim b'mifchutz. That the liquid one is anointed both on the inside and on the outside. And therefore, you have to be mekaddish the overstuff. Midas yavish lo nimshecha kol ikar, but the dry measure was not anointed at all, and therefore it can't be muktash. Even the stuff that's in the over is stuff there. For Rabbi Yossi Savar, both a liquid and a dry one, both measurements were anointed on the inside, but not anointed on the outside. And this is the reason why they have a machlokas, difference between the overflow of the liquid and that of the dry. The lach nekar, because the lach, the liquid one, it goes in and it gets displaced and lifted up. So it was in the actually kli itself. And the liquid of the overbrim has from the inside, therefore it's kadosh. Therefore it never becomes kadosh. Never went in. But if the liquid becomes displaced, then what does that matter? The person had in mind for only that which he needs for his carbon. So how can the extra stuff become kadosh, right? The owner intends to consecrate the liquid that's within the kli, but not the stuff that's coming on the overbrim of there. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Dimi Bar Shishta Mishmei Derav, and for the Gemara, Amar Rav Dimi Bar Shishta Mishmei Derav, Zos Omeris Kli Sharis Mekatshin Shalomi Das. Clearly you see, Kli Sharis Kli Mekatsh, even without Das. So the liquid that comes over becomes kadosh when it first goes into the kli, even without him having a mind. Ravina Amar Liola Memelecha, Kli shareis ein mekachin ella midas. No, it can only be done midas. Gzera shamei yomer motziin mikli shareis lechol. But there's a gzera to treat the extra liquid like it was kadosh, so that people should not so people don't come to say that we can take away the mekudosh stuff from a kadosh kli to put it back to a non kadosh shtickel. Mosif Rav Zeira, fact Rav Zeira on Ravina from the Mishnah that's coming up later in Daf Kuf. Seder is alechem es abezichin la'acher Shabbos. Let's say they were going, you set up the lechem apanim and the bezichim, the spoons of Lavona, on the table after Shabbos on Sunday. Vehikter es abezichin b'Shabbos, and then you burn the
the spoons of the Lavona the following Shabbos, Psula, it's going to be puzzle. The Lechem Panim is going to be puzzle. Keti Yassel, what you do to make sure it's going to be Kadosh, it's going to be Kosher. The Lechem Panim Lavona that were put onto the table after Shabbos. I should leave the bread and Lavona on the table for the coming Shabbos, the second one. Even if the bread was on the table for many days, that's not a problem. But if Avina's stickle is correct, then why should it be? That should be that the lechem panim should be no good, so people shouldn't say that we can place something in a kli sharis and just leave it over there. And for the Gemara, Pnim Achutz Karamis, you ask a kasha on something done inside the Beit HaMikdash, something that was done outside in Yazara. Pnim Lav Kuli Al Miyadin, inside in the actual Heichal, people don't see what's going on, therefore we're not worried. Chutz Kuli Al Miyadin, everyone outside doesn't know, so therefore there was a gezera for what happens outside. Tanana, some of the Mishnah and Shkalim, Mosen Nisachim Lekeitzah Mizbeach, the leftover Nisachim is used for the dessert of the Mizbeach. My Mosa Nisachim, what does that mean, the leftover, that stuff? Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef Omer, Beirutzei Midos, it's talking about the overbrim of measures. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Ke'osah Shishaniyo, that we learned in another Mishnah and Shkalim, Makaba, Lov, Asapik, Slosos, Ma'arva, if someone commits himself to supply fine flour to the Beis HaMikdash at 4 sah per sella, Va'amdu B'shalosh, the price goes up, so that now it's 3 sah per sella, Yisapik Me'arva, you can supply the flour at its original price of 4 sah per sella. Beep, turn the page. Tetzadi on the base. Mishalosh, but let's say he agreed to supply the five flour at 3 sell per sella. Va'amdu Me'arva, and the price of flour fell, and that's, now it's 4 sah per sella. Masak Me'arva, he supplies the flour at the new lower price of 4 sah per sella. Shiad Hektishal Yonah, because something that is always going to, has to come out on top. According to Rav Yochanan, the extra flour that's received by the temple for the Beis HaMikdash, in the latter case, is the excess of Nisachim discussed by the Mishnah. Tani Kavah Seder, Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, Tani Kavah Seder, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, Tani Kavah Seder, Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, Beirut Sebi Yudas Halalu, the overbringing of these measures, Meha Yosef Meham, what would the Kohanim do with them? Imi Zevach Acher, there was another carbon there. Yakriv Yibol, they go ahead and bring it along with it. The overbrim should be offered with it as part of the Menachas HaSachem. V'im Lav, and if not, V'im Lanu. And if they were kept there overnight, Yipasa Belina, V'im Lav. But if not, if no other carbon is there, but the overbrim wasn't yet overnight, then Makmitzim Rehemes HaMizbeach, we use them to provide dessert of the Mizbeach. The Kates, V'kayit Zemahu, what type of carbon is this kais, is dessert. Olos, instead of olos. Habasar, l'shem, v'oros l'guadim. The meat of these carbonates is for Hashem. The flesh, habasar, l'shem, that's for Hashem. It burnt him his back. V'oros l'guadim, the hides go to the guadim. Right, so that's backed up by the Brisa. Tanik v'zor v'yochanan. If someone, let's say, commits himself to supply fine flour to the Beis HaMikdash, 4 sah per sella, and it starts going up that it's now 3 sah per sella, Misapik Me'arba, he supplies the flour at the original price of 4 sah per sella. Mishalosh, he agrees to supply the fine flour at 3 sah per sella. V'onu Me'arba, and the price goes down, and now it's 4 sah per sella. Misapik Me'arba, he supplies it at the new lower price of 4 sah per sella. Sheyad HaKektis Ved Aliona, Hektis is the top upper hand. And that is what we learned, that the leftover of the Nisachim is used for the Ketzer Mizbeach, the dessert of Mizbeach. Therefore, that backs up Rav Yochanan. Zok the next Heilega Mishnah. All of them need nisachim. Chutz min abachor v'amayis v'apesav v'chatas v'ashem. All of these do not need nisachim. El shechatosu shel mitzarev v'ashem metun nisachim. When it comes to these types of karbanos, only the chatas of mitzora and his asham need nisachim. Tanu rabbanan zok behil gigemude. We're going to a brasa. V'asisa mishe la Hashem. When you shall make a fire, a carbon, you know, to Hashem, an ola or a carbon, You would think that anything that goes up in the fire is nisachem, or feel mincha, even the mincha, tamalomer ola, if it's a zola. Shlomim inayim, where do we know that a shlomim nisachem? Tamalomer zevach, as it says the word zevach. Toda minayim, the zevach means a carbon. Where do we know that toda also nisachem? Tamalomer o zevach. O zevach. Yachol, the fact that we have this extra word o. Yachol shani marba af bechor, maiser pesav chatlis va'asham, tamalomer lefale neder o bin dava. Baba neder nedavata nesachem. A covenant that comes as a vow or a nedava, yin nesachem shein. A baba neder nesachem, ain't on nesachem. I mashma lahotzi eselu. It's coming to exclude these obligatory karbanos. Otzias chovas habos. Machos haregel beregel. I could really understand the pasuk to be teaching me that to exclude the karbanos that are chayev that come because of the holiday during the festival. Umay ninu olos ri'ya v'shavet chagiga. What are they, those ri'ya and shavet chagiga? Tamar lomer ol b'moadeichem, to have not done like that, the Torah says, or on your festivals, teaching that kol abav b'moadeichem tol nisachem. Anything that's bought on your festivals needs a sachem. Mashmelo v'yas eila. With these words, the Torah is saying to include these karbonos that are brought during the holiday, during the chagim. Avi siri chatas ho l'ba'in v'chavir regal. I could also learn out that this pasuk is teaching me to include a chatas goat, because they also come as a chiyav during the festival. Tamid lomer v'chisaseh ben makar. So you wouldn't come to think that the Torah says afterwards when you make a young bull. Ben makar b'chlalaya. Right? A young bull was already included on the other karbanos. So let me out. So why did it go out to be listed separately? Why did the Torah single out with another pasuk? Lakish will have to be makar stored. Ma ben makar miyuchad ba benedar ben davar. Just like a ben makar. It's unique that it comes as a neder or a nedava and it's a sachem. Afkolba ben neder ben davar. So the anything comes as a nedava and it's a sachem. And this pasuk, this is coming to exclude a chat. This can't be a neder or a nedava.
Last of the Echnichoch, last Shem in Abakar, Minatzon, Matam in Lom, Alfisha number Ola, because the Pasuk says at the beginning of the Pasuk says Ola, Shame and Yafil Ola Sa'of of Mashma, that also includes Sa'of, Tam in Lom, Minabakar, Minatzon. Right, the Tain and Sacham are needed only with the animal ones, not with the birds. Brrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr Rabbi Yonah son Omer, no tzari. Rabbi Omer, zevach. The Torah says at the beginning of the pasuk, it says zevach. Va'ofeim zevach, it's not a zevach. And became ma min abakar, ma tabelum min abakar, so I don't need that. Lefishan ra adam yakar, ki yakar mikem korban lashem min abim min atzon, min abakar min atzon. Yachal Omer, yalai, ola yavi mishtayem. From bakar utzon, tabelum min abakar min atzon. Either one or this. If you want to bring one, or if you want, you can bring two. Rabbi Yonasan Labalikra. According to Rabbi Yonasan, why do I need a pasuk to teach the two animals I needed to fulfill one's vow to bring an ola? Ha'amar ad sheyifrat lecha kasav yachtav. He holds that Allah is taught in reference to two things understood to apply to each of them separately, unless a pasuk specifically says. Specifies to you that it applies to both of them together by writing the word together. And for the Gemara, it's trich. No, we need it. Even according to Rionos, I would have thought, beep, turn the page. Tzareel from Manaf, ho, ksiv, uminat zon. Since the pasuk says, and from the zon, command the ksiv, yachdav zami. It's like it said together. It's like the word together was written. Therefore, Rionos needs our pasuk to teach that both animals and animals don't need to be brought. That both animals need not be brought to fulfill one's neder. The one who sees one who says even doesn't say it, it's like it said. Liboy kra, a pasuk should be necessary to teach that one animal is needed to fulfill one's vow. Haksev, if they're going to know, it says im ola karbonom in abakar. It's written in the beginning of the Vayikra. If his karbon is an ola from the bakar, if his carbon is from the flock, it separates it into two different categories. Rav Yoshe therefore doesn't need to expound the pasuk in the Nesachim section to teach that din. Ve'idach, and the other one. What does the other one say? That be of your son Itzrach. He would say that it's necessary for the pasuk in the Sachem part to teach that one can do his vow with a single animal. Because like the Chmir thought, Hani Mili b'Mefarish. You thought that when does the pasuk,
When do those psukim in the beginning of Vayikra apply? So when he said it straight up, when one who vows either to bring an animal or from the flock, from the cattle like a bull, or bring from the flock like a lamb, avah b'stama. But in the case where he made, you know, he said stam leisim tavaru, yes, he must bring an animal from both of these groups, from a bakar and son, to fulfill his obligation. Kamash b'lan. Therefore, comes to tell you. The pasuk in the Sachem is therefore telling us that in all cases one can fulfill his vow with a single animal. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.